20 to 9 here on Times Radio. By all accounts, life is very tough right now for pubs, restaurants, hotels, the hospitality sector. They say their margins are being wiped out by rents, rates, minimum wage and taxes. Pubs warn that business rates, which were set to steeply rise, will dispatch them to oblivion. The government is now on the brink, it seems, of backtracking on that. But what about the other problems and the rest of the industry? Simon Woodruff is the founder of the Yo Sushi restaurant chain and Yotel, the accommodation brand, and the former Dragon. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
We're all poised for a U-turn when it comes to pubs, but the kind of case that you now hear from, you know, people very close to the government making for why pubs need a reprieve, I imagine you would argue that that goes for many others on the high street, particularly in your sector, the hospitality sector.
I don't know if I'm going to make a defence of whether hospitality should be treated differently. I mean, I think that taxing any business out of business is always going to end in tears. And of course, the government's problem is that they've got to split it up and say who takes the tax burden. So that really is the nub of it. And actually, I think in the longer term, that we are headed towards a radical change in how we are taxed.
At the moment, when you look at taxes that hit your sector, are we looking at business rates that is a big problem, or is it back to something that affects not just hospitality but virtually every business, that increase in national insurance contributions from employers?
It's not every business, it's every person in the country. And I've lived a lot of my life around the world, and what's interesting about the Brits is, first of all, we're an incredibly creative country, we always have been. And secondly, we're a very popular country among the world. And if, you know, love Brexit or hate it, what it has left us in the situation is that we can do something really radical in this country and make a change and be an example for the rest of the world. I mean, a bit like sort of Switzerland has in some sense. And I think in the much, much longer term that we won't be taxed by government at this sort of level. It'll be much, much lower, 20-25%. And most of the services that we buy, education and the health service account for 40-50% of our taxes. And government are absolutely hopeless compared to business at spending money, because they just have a big pile of money and we have to split it up and decide who to get it from and who to spend it on. So that's what I think is another problem. And the further the pendulum swings towards the dysfunction that we're seeing everywhere and the suffering that people have, the closer we get to a major change.
Are you saying that we're living in a world where people are taxed so heavily that it creates a disincentive for the ordinary punter to go out to work and for somebody running a business to actually try and grow it, sort of expand it, or start the business in the first place?
Well, there's that, but there's also simply the pain of living in a country that I think in 100 years' time we'll look back and say that paying 50% of our money in taxes was absolutely mad. And actually, I think that the change will come. It's not so far away, because I think the real change will come with digital voting, which must happen. And I think that when we have digital voting, there will be a realization that we don't have to vote for parties, that we, the people, can give our opinion on issues rather than political parties.
But the reality now is that the state does spend a huge chunk of money. You've mentioned on health and education. There's also welfare. There's also the second most expensive item, horrifically, is interest on the debt that we have to sustain this level of funding. And some of us worry that there's not enough going into things like future infrastructure, you know, energy and defence in a dangerous world. Realistically, we're not going to see taxes, certainly under this Labour government, cut drastically. And your idea of a 20% tax, you know, I understand the economic merits of that kind of case, but the political reality is we're not anywhere near a situation where any government of any political complexion is going to offer that.
But why do we have to talk about something that is near? Because really the big conversation is what happens in the next 10, 20, 30 years, not happens what in this, in the, you know, we spend all our time arguing about what's going to happen within this government and what this government is doing. The, you know, to run a country with the complexity that we have at the moment is almost impossible. And whoever comes in next, whether it's Farage or whoever it is, will have the same problems and they will fail again. And actually, the, what you should, we should be talking about is how we make much bigger changes, because it's heading towards a cliff edge. That's what I think. Go on.
No, but, sorry to interrupt. If you do sort of end up, you know, raising 20% in taxes, the tax burden being 20% rather than roughly 50 now, what do you stop spending on as a state?
You don't. It all get the difference is that instead of the government, at the moment we have a government who wants to regulate every single thing. And actually, we the people should be free to send our kids to whatever schools we send them to. We should be free to use whatever hospitals. They don't all have to be standardized. We don't need a government to tell us every single moral thing, to regulate every single thing. What we do need the government to do is to regulate how much things cost for rich and poor people. And I think that in this, with modern technology now, for the first time ever in history, we will be able to means test people, a bit like we means test houses and put them on different levels. And I think people will pay directly for education, for services, even for road tolls, according to that means testing and according to their wealth. But they will have the choice of whether what hospital or what school they go to. And we also will give the teachers and the people who are running hospitals the choice to run them in their way, not the way the government talks about. And I know that it's a radical thing, but that's the bit that at my age, in my experience, I'd rather talk about that than talk about what's going to happen and who, how the money should be divvied up, because it's a much more important conversation.
Simon, I really appreciate that. And we do here on Times Radio try and think longer term and outside the box. So I much appreciate that. Forgive me one brief question at the end. With your experience and with, you know, what you've just outlined, are you remotely tempted by politics yourself?
I've always wanted to be part of politics, and I'm sitting here advocating things, and I would love to be. The trouble is that while we live in a world where everybody is trying to trip everybody else up, why would I want to get my bottom kicked every day? So I think until we have a place, I'll stand up and say my piece, but I'm not as a political party, but as a call to think longer term. That's really my thing.
Thank you very much, Simon Woodroffe. You're listening to Times Radio. It's 12 minutes to nine.
I think radical was the right word there, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the hesitation when I asked, would he maybe stand? I mean, Mayor of London is a good platform.
Well, I think he definitely wants to engineer sort of, he wants to be able to create that radical vision of how he would have society run with, you know, different people paying different amounts for your roads or your schools or your hospitals. But how you would engineer that, well, that will open up many questions.
And 20% flat rate tax. I mean, economically, there's a massive case for it. Politically, it's not going to happen in my lifetime, I fear.